Hello and welcome to ELC World Hunger's More Than Food podcast. This is a chance for us to dive into the stories and people that are part of the Global Farm Challenge and to hear how God is calling us to be active workers for justice in the world, accompanying our neighbors and building a just world where all are fed. I'm Ryan.
And I'm Brooke.
And together we're Hunger Education Team and ELC World Hunger and the hosts of More Than Food. In the Global Farm Challenge To Go card game, players get a chance to experience the challenges and opportunities smallholder farmers face around the world. One of the stories featured in the game comes from a partner of ELC World Hunger in Cambodia. In this episode, we will hear from Franklin Ishida about the real project and community behind this story. Welcome to the More Than Food podcast, Franklin.
Thank you, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be with you here.
Before we get into this story for this episode, can you tell us a bit more about yourself?
Yes, I am the director for Asia and the Pacific for the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. And as such, my job is to have a relationship on behalf of the ELCA with partners and companions around Asia.
But your work gives you a really close perspective on the community featured in this story from Cambodia. ELCA World Hunger's partner there is Life with Dignity. Can you tell us a bit more about Life with Dignity? What's the relationship between them and ELCA World Hunger?
Life with Dignity first started in Cambodia as the Cambodia project of the Lutheran World Federation. This came immediately after the devastating Khmer Rouge regime in which millions of people were killed and went hungry and the country was devastated. When Lutheran World Federation decided to pull out, so to say, they didn't just pull out, but they left behind a national organization, which became Life with Dignity, to continue the work. The ELCA has been a partner with Lutheran World Federation Cambodia from the beginning and continued on in supporting and working with Life with Dignity.
I'm learning a little bit new there too, so thank you. In the Global Farm Challenge card game, the story from Life with Dignity focuses on a smallholder farmer raising pumpkins. Now, this work is part of the agricultural part of Life with Dignity's larger work in the community. Can you tell us more about this story and the project? Who was involved and what did they do?
Cambodia is a country where poverty still continues on in so many ways. While it has been modernized and we can go to big cities and see great wealth, if you go to the rural areas, there are still farmers working the fields in traditional ways. And the challenges are several fold, one of which is the lack of good irrigation in some places because there's some parts of the country where water is just not abundant. Many farmers have had their land taken away from them in previous times. And as the government has returned land to these farmers, it often has been land is not the best land for growing things. So Life with Dignity has been working with communities in which to develop the land with these farmers, as well as develop irrigation projects to help with better planting techniques and so forth. And so this story is about how Life with Dignity is working with individual farmers and farming communities to grow better crops for themselves. There's another thing behind all this too. Because of the poverty and the lack of resources for developing themselves, many people leave the country to work elsewhere. And this has other problems associated with it. People going to other countries, they make some money, but it's not always sufficient to send home, or they get caught up in nefarious activities by traffickers who traffic them for labor, working in terrible conditions. So Life with Dignity, among other things, is working to keep people on the land and to build up their lives with their own skills and technology to support themselves. So this growing pumpkins is really a part of helping one family at a time to build up themselves in ways that they can do best. And so it's a way to help develop even the self identity of people that they can do something. And starting with pumpkins is one way of doing that.
So it sounds like this can have a pretty big impact on hunger and poverty in the community, and especially by helping provide some opportunities that prevent people from having to migrate or to leave Cambodia. In what ways do you see it kind of long-term helping address hunger and poverty in the community?
Well, pumpkins alone, of course, is not solution to all poverty or hunger. It's just one means, one start at least. But it does bring extra income to these people where they can not just grow things for themselves, but also to sell their produce and to develop a market for their food items that they can then have self-sustenance. So as this grows, it helps, again, one family at a time. And not just one family at a time, but if other families see this happening with one, they'll say, I can do that too. And so it helps build up community.
You know, at times, no matter where we are, work that happens in other communities can seem so far removed from us. Why do you think it's important for the church in the U.S. and the Caribbean? Why is it important for the ELCA to be part of this work?
That's a good question, because sometimes things that are far away are either removed, so far removed that we don't know about them, don't care about them, or say we have problems ourselves too. And that's true. Poverty and hunger is an issue within the United States and the North American continent at the same time. But by working with others, we can learn from them, their own development of themselves, the dignity that brings to them as they develop their own means, as well as supporting people, human beings, brothers and sisters in another part of the world. And maybe it's a feel-good thing, but certainly it's more than just that. It really is developing people, human beings, and they are part of the human family of which we are. And it's a small way in which we can do a lot of work.
Definitely, that work is, you know, so important right now with rates of hunger and poverty on the rise worldwide for a lot of different reasons. In thinking about the kind of larger trend of hunger and poverty and thinking about the work that you're able to bear witness to and to accompany through your job, is there anything else that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Supporting one family, one community, many communities in another country is not just about providing support. It's a way of learning about other people's lives, learning about the cultures and histories of other places. Cambodia is one of those in which they've had a tragic history. But even the bigger history of Cambodia is amazing. When you look back at some of the ancient times there, they had agricultural resources hundreds of years ago that somehow, with various changes in the context, have been neglected and if not carried on into today's history. But we can learn about those. And it shows the wonders of God's world, both in terms of our histories, our cultures, and the peoples together. So doing small things like working with Cambodia, or working with another country, or working with those in our own country is about getting to know people's lives. And a game like this can certainly make us aware of other people's lives and how we intersect with them and become part of that same humanity.
You know, I love that. I love the way that you frame that there. I mean, when we're responding to hunger, when we're learning together through things like the Global Farm Challenge, it's not just learning about challenges and opportunities so that we can solve problems or take advantage of solutions. You know, it's really about building community, being part of what God is doing to restore the world, and learning from one another and really appreciating the diversity with which God creates and sustains us. And that's a wonderful way of phrasing it. And having those relationships and working together, you know, is so critical now. And it's why the focus for ELC World Hunger, this summer is on the Global Farm Challenge. Now, if you haven't had a chance to play the Global Farm Challenge to go card game, you can order your own game set and find a lot more information to be part of this whole church effort at elca.org/globalfarm. Franklin, thank you for your time with us and for the work that you're doing.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Ryan, and an honor to do this. And we all wish ourselves good luck in all this work.
Thanks for joining us today. And remember to check out elca.org/globalfarm for more episodes and info about the Global Farm Challenge.